Hanging out with Donald on his show Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
I'm not getting into that.
No, but
hey,
I get that.
Abby Anderson, hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
We brought the big beautiful red keyboard girl in. Is that her name?
Big Red. Big Red? I don't know. Sure.
She's got to have a name.
She's Red.
Well,
Big Red.
Well,
that's my favorite gum. Big Red, yeah.
We've just named her keyboard.
Yes!
Hey, thanks for coming back in, girl. What's up?
Nothing. I mean, well, not nothing.
A lot.
But, you know, same old. Same old, same old. What's up with you?
Apparently, you're on a bus with a lot of dudes.
Yeah, this weekend, or the last time, yeah. I'm always on a bus with a bunch of dudes. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
You're great jokes, and,
This is actually explaining a lot.
Honestly, you have...
And you know, you grew up with, see, last time you were here, there's seven kids.
Yeah.
You have five sisters, one brother.
Yes.
And the brother is the oldest?
Youngest.
Youngest?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. He's the youngest. He's a little stud though.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, like moving here, like I moved into an apartment by myself, like no roommate, anything. It was weird being able to hear myself think. Cause like with sisters, like first of all, we're obnoxious. We're so freaking loud. Like people are always taking your shiz, and you're just like, "Where are my clothes?" And I was like, "Whoa, this is weird." There's food in the refrigerator, and my clothes are all here. I have a hairbrush. Like it's weird.
It sounds weird. Do you find that like silence is very loud though?
I actually love silence now.
Okay.
Like I can totally like. Now I have a roommate, but that first year of just living alone, I think I needed that.
Hey, is that Abby too?
Abby Cohn.
You
need to have her on here.
I met both of you all the same time.
She's freaking awesome.
All right.
You need to have her on here next.
I will, for sure.
But yeah, I've learned to enjoy quiet, and I'm like totally, I used to get really uncomfortable in like silent moments, like awkward silence or whatever. And
you're
now
an
I
extrovert.
Just embrace it. Exactly. I always feel like I need to be filling empty space, but now I'm like, I'm going to let this moment be awkward. It's okay.
God, those learning moments. How to sit
learning
there.
To breathe.
Right.
Yeah. For real.
It's awesome.
For real.
So last time we talked, you had a great song. I loved it. That was really talking about just having a crush on the guy that you're dating's best friend.
Yeah. I know.
Any updates with that?
No, okay. We're friends. We're all friends, which I love being friends with. Like,
right.
Bad blood is, I don't like bad blood. And I'm lucky I haven't, you know, had that happen to me. But it's like, we should just all be friends with each other.
Can't everybody
Everyone
just
should
get along?
Get along, and we should just all be friends, no matter what. So, I have a tendency to do that.
Well, I tell you,
you date me, we will be friends. So.
Absolutely, and... God, I love your personality. It's contagious, by the way. So you stay exactly the way you are, and everybody around you will become you. How's that?
You do not want to be. You do not.
Let me rephrase that. In doses. All right. Very much in doses.
No, I've had my friends tell me that. They're like, Abby, we love you, but we can only take you like one day a week. I'm like, that's okay. Mm-mm. I'm okay with that.
Well, you stay you. You be you.
I will stay me.
That sounds good.
You stay you, too.
Don't worry. I'm set in stone. Yay. I'm set in stone.
Good.
People have tried to change me and it ain't happening. How's that?
Are they really?
Oh, well, you know. One of the last guests I had on here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you these three questions that I ask everybody. Okay. And not on every episode, but at some point I'll ask you these three questions.
Yeah.
And but it's always the best advice and somebody else is giving you and stuff like that. And hers, it was Kelsey, Kelsey, just last name, just for some reason. Why? She's from Canada.
Kelsey from Canada.
Oh my gosh. Her last name.
Shout out.
I think it's because I can't pronounce it. That's why I forgot. But she had a great piece of advice. It was just like, it sounds so simple, but it's not when she was like, you just got to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about that, I'm like, God, it's not hard to be you. And then I thought about it.
It is
really hard to be you because we are always looking around or influenced by so many things. Mm-hmm. So many people, whether it's, you know, in person or social media or TV or magazine. I mean, just name it, right? And then you wake up one day and you're like, I don't know exactly who I am anymore because you're just such a combination. I know it sounds really deep, but it's like, it was just a very, I guess, profound moment when you think about it.
No, totally. Especially in music, I do it all the time. You compare your songs to other people's or even your sound to other people's. And like, I'll start writing a song and I'll be like, well, this isn't going to be a country radio hit. So I'm just not even going to write it. You know,
have you met Kale Dodds?
What's his name?
Kale.
No.
Oh, he was there last night. I got to introduce you to him. He's awesome.
Kale Dodds. Okay. Hey, Kale. How you doing? What's up?
I can't remember what episode he is, but, you know, he's on another episode already published. But his words, advice was great, too. It was like, do you until you is what they want.
Ooh, I just got chills.
Right?
I just got chills on my freaking scalp.
Somebody else told him that because, you know, you move here and you're like, all right, what's working? Then you try to become, right?
I'm tweeting that right now.
And he's like, you do until you is what they want. I'm like,
dang,
wow.
Kale Dodds.
Nailed it, didn't he?
You freaking pro.
Listen, and then people wonder why I do this. Like, I get to hear stuff like this all the time. Yeah. So.
Dang.
Well, I have some questions for you, if you don't mind. You ready?
Okay. I don't know.
You're going to be... There's no right or wrong answer. I'm stressed out.
I know. It's like, okay.
I found this challenging with somebody like yourself because it's just by pure numbers game. Mm-hmm. You haven't been doing this as long as a lot of people just because of, you know, your age. How long have you been in Nashville now?
I've been here a little over a year.
Okay. Yeah. So, but you started music... Well, your whole family.
My whole life.
Yeah. And do you drink coffee?
I don't.
Okay, well, that takes away that aspect of it.
I don't drink coffee.
So my question typically is this. Whatever your apple juice, orange juice, what's your favorite drink? Water?
Water with lemon.
Let's go with that.
Water with lemon. All right. On the rocks.
if you could have a water with lemon on the rocks with yourself, knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
You know, back when you, let's just say consciously decided that music was going to be a career, not just a part of your life. It's always been a part of your life.
Yeah.
Because it's your family, right?
No, totally.
But when it, you know, clicked in your head that like, I know a lot of my sisters and brothers, they're doing the professional thing, even though they're great at music. You were like, music's mine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go back to that, Abby. So knowing what you, if you could have ice water on the rocks with lemon, would that girl at, I don't know, 15, 14?
I would have been... Yeah, I think everything like clicked for me when I was like 13 or 14.
Is there anything you would, as who you are now, what would you tell that Abby?
You know, this is something that I've always tried my best to do. And something my parents, this is the first thing they always taught me was I know it's really simple, but just trust God.
Mm.
Like, he knows what he's doing. And whether you're religious or not, like, trust in... You know, whether you believe in destiny or whatever, pick what you love to do.
That's awesome.
At the end of the day, I know it's simple, but just trust God.
It's simple, I think, to say and understand. It's very hard to do.
It totally, totally.
Our pastor said this in one series about, it's been a year ago or something, but it's always stuck with me. And it was like, I think the biggest illusion we have as people is the illusion of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we really feel like we can control everything and we can't, we don't. Right. So that's awesome. Like just having that trust and that faith. And I think it allows you to be more you. Right.
Oh, totally. And, you know, knowing that like God sent us here with, you know, he gave us the gift of agency that we have the ability, and especially in the amazing country we live in, is we have the opportunity to pick what we love and run with it.
Yeah.
And God trusts us knowing that he trusts us to make the right decisions for our lives that we, like, you need to pray and go to him for answers, but he trusts you. Like, he gave you a gift for a reason, and he wants you to use it. So,
I had that kind of answer itself. So with anything that you pursue, anything, there's an uncertainty factor. Yeah. That's the fear, right? It's fear of failure, I guess. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. And I was reaching out to a mentor and just kind of doing my own I don't know if you really want to call it journaling because I don't write, but it was really like my own conversation with myself. Like, where am I am right now and why where do I want to go and why?
Like goal kind of, yeah.
But I found myself having this kind of dialogue with myself. And then I realized it was a dialogue. What I feel like was really just a really clear conversation with God. It was just like, okay, because I was given every reason why I can't or why I shouldn't. Yeah. Right. And then it almost kind of turned into an argument, you know, which is fine. Cause you know, that's okay. He's going to win, but all right.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I heard it clear as day. It was like, you know, it's just permission. Really at the end of the day, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, even if you messed up, even if you completely, my mom doesn't like this word, but sucked, even if whatever you do, like technically that doesn't matter to God. He can still bless it.
Yeah.
All he asks is that you just do.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, you know what? I'm really good at messing up. I can totally do that.
Aren't we all? I mean, come on. Like,
hey, when you have permission to suck, you can do really anything.
Like,
you
we're
know?
Here to learn and yeah. to grow. And you only do that by making mistakes and making those same mistakes over again. So,
well, hey, that's great advice from your mom and dad. Now, that's what you would tell yourself. And so it kind of messes up my next question. Because I was going to say, what's the best piece of advice somebody else has given you?
Oh, well, you know, here's the deal is I have the most awesome parents in the world. Yeah. Like, and sometimes marriages don't work out or whatever, even though like they're split up or anything, but they are the most amazing people I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah. And so, you know, to answer that question, what's the best piece of advice I've ever gotten? Obviously, you know, trust in God and stuff, but I get great pieces of advice every single day. Cause I have a real good knack for surrounding myself with people who are a whole lot smarter than I am.
Right.
So, I'll tell you my favorite piece of advice I've recently gotten, which was treat people the way they want to be treated. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, so everybody has different personalities. Everybody wants to be like, I wouldn't want to be treated the same as a person who's very shy or very, you know, close off or something. Like we want to be treated differently,
right?
You know? And so understand someone's personality and treat them, put yourself in their shoes and treat them the way you think they would want to be treated. Isn't that cool? Like it's cool to think about, right?
I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all different. So why would, you know, I mean, there's the golden rule, treat someone the way you want to be treated, but they don't want to be treated the same way as you do. Like, because we're all different.
Well, what you're hitting on, like I said, you are wise beyond your years. So when it comes to personality temperaments, like I do some of this stuff, but what you're saying is like, when you treat somebody, when you meet their needs, you actually do get your needs met back.
Yeah.
So it's like not even just for them, but treat somebody the way they want to be treated and then you will get yours in return. That's awesome.
Well, and it's also like learning for yourself, you know. Well, and I've had to learn, you know, in certain situations, I need to shut up. And in other situations,
I have a feeling it's very hard for me and you to do. I know it's hard for me to do.
No, I mean, but you're great. You're great. Like, you're such an interested person. Like, it's better be, you've heard, like, don't be interesting. Be interested, not interesting, you know, and just ask people questions. Like, you got that down. Duh. But I mean, just, I've learned a lot about myself that, you know, when I'm talking to someone with a very dominant, straight to the point, they don't want all the chatter. I've had to learn to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's hard for me to do because I want to tell you the whole story and what happened at 10 a.m.
And how you feel about it.
And how I feel about it. Yeah. Yep. I've had to learn straight to the point, Abs.
I love that. Come on. My other platform that I do speaking on, it's called Why People Do What They Do. And it talks about the four main personality temperaments.
Yeah, okay, that's what my dad teaches us stuff.
Oh, me and your dad would get along great.
You guys would get along
great. We should just do a conference call.
You want to come meet my parents?
Wait, have you asked me to meet your parents at home? Okay, guys, she's off the mark and I'm meeting the parents.
Sorry.
It's done.
No, I'm kidding. But no, for real, like he's just raised all of us with, you know, there are different personalities out there. Go figure.
Yep.
We're all different. Anyways.
That's awesome. Well, all right, last question.
Okay.
Well, that's not even really a question, but finish this statement.
Okay.
If you really knew me, Donald, you would know.
See, and that's hard because I'm an open book. Like,
there's got to be something.
Okay. I feel like if there's one, and this is kind of not like, I literally have no secrets, but if you really knew me, like all my best friends know that if I'm at a show And there is someone, like, if there's a guy, he doesn't even have to be attractive. If he's railing on the guitar or like he can sing, I will fall for him every time. Every time. All my friends know that about me. It's just like, I don't know.
Do you hear that?
I fall for talent, like, before, I don't know. That's just, it's a thing.
Never mind. She's back on the market, guys. I cannot play.
Whatever.
You know what I just heard?
I mean, in anything, like.
I just heard, like, 10,000 guys pick up a guitar and start learning right now.
They're like, I'm going to put this guitar down.
Hey,
like,
no, I was telling.
It's just a thing. Like, I don't know.
I get it.
Thing.
I told Drew Dixon in another episode, we were sitting down and he was talking about, like, in high school playing guitar, and I go, yeah, I know you guys. I hated you guys.
Yeah.
Girls wouldn't talk to me because they were all over there listening to y'all play the guitar. I get it.
But it can't just be any guitar player, Donald.
Oh,
he's got to be like,
it's got to be.
He's got to be good.
Okay.
I mean, like, really good.
Yeah, you can't fake that.
You can't fake it. Mm-mm. That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're passionate about music. I listen.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm like, musicians, but there's just something about it, and I think that's in any passion. Like, that's the most attractive thing about a person.
Yeah,
is when they have a passion and, like,
and they pursue it.
Yeah, I think that's, like, yeah, totally.
Well, I'm not gonna get on the dating lives of you musicians.
Just,
all right,
like,
this is not.
Like, okay.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
That's just a thing. But other than that, I mean,
well, it's not just a thing. I mean, it's a lot of what y'all pull from when you write.
Totally.
Right? So
it's like this unspoken connection or something.
I get you.
I don't know. It's just, but that's in anything, honestly.
Well, so. I now know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
About you. That's really good.
But other than that, I'm an open book. Everybody knows everything about me. Stuff they don't want to know about me. They know.
I can relate to that, too. I can relate to that, too. At one point, my parents told me, they were like, Donald, you know, they don't have to know everything on the first time they meet you.
Oh, my gosh. No, exactly.
I was like, okay, you're right.
Exactly. So.
But, yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Like, I just love everybody, so.
Oh, my gosh, I love hanging out with you. I could talk to you for hours. I do try to keep this to at least 20 minutes, so talk after this.
Yes.
Or, you're actually already, you don't have a choice anymore. You're going to come back a lot, so.
Oh, heck yeah.
But awesome. I got to have everybody here. I mean, just, I love hearing you play. I love hearing you sing. So, what are you going to play for us today? Like, set me up with a new one.
Okay, I am so excited about this one.
Okay, good.
Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so. This is, it's a little bit different vibe than Best Friend, the last song I played. But it is a song that I want, it's everything I want my music to be about, which is bringing people together, no matter their race, political views, religious views, how much money they make. When people hear my music, I want them to just feel the same. And it brings people together, and that's what music does, and that's a beautiful thing about this whole thing. So I wrote this with my producer Jason Deere and Jeff Sylvie, and it's called Sinners and Believers, and that's what it's about. It's about bringing people together, listening to music. So here we go.
Tips on this back bench, a kind of neon prophet with some sense that all these souls are like me and I'm like them. And the energies that you come alive is like lightning, and for a few hours I play every single song that you wanna hear. But as a midnight crowd thins, that some white shirts and business suits, others long hair, but covered in tattoos, come looking for something like a lost and found. As a buzz in the busy to laughter and tears, their eyes drift away through the memories and the years, but nothing's black and white like the keys I'm playing now. Singing to sinners and believers coming down. Well, I've been asked what's in it for me, but there are things in here that can't be seen on any TV show or movie screen. piece of myself in my dreams and regrets as they breathe in my songs like a cigarette and hold it until they've taken what they need. Some wear shirts and business suits, others long hair covered in tattoos. Come looking for something like a lost and found. As a buzz in the beer seats, laughter and tears, their eyes drift away through the memories and the years, but nothing's black and white like the keys I'm playing now. Singing to sinners and believers coming down.
Okay, back in the zone. Here we go.
And as the midnight crowd thins once again, some white shirts and business suits, others long hair covered in tattoos, come looking for something like a lost and found. And as a buzz in the beer seats, laughter and tears, their eyes drift away through the memories in the years, but nothing's black and white like the keys I'm playing now. Singing to sinners and believers coming down.
Great.
Thank you. I messed up. That's okay.
Nobody would have ever known it until you called
the
show.
I know. And then I was like, that's what I'm talking about. The whole
That's that extrovert. Outgoing We're going to work on this.
I'm like, oh, I messed up. I should just announce to everyone that I messed up.
You are an open book.
I messed up. Yeah.
That's all right.
But I love that song.
Oh, it was a great. I mean, it's a gorgeous song, but like that's got a good message.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's what music's about, you know?
Well, and I say this a lot. There's a connection with an audience.
Yeah.
When you play that.
Oh, thank you. I was like agreeing with.
What a lot of people don't realize is like, it's proven like 80% of communication is nonverbal.
Totally.
You know, and there are artists that get up. You have this kind of sense or presence, like stage presence, and so you can see it. But people can't connect with you before you even hit a note. That's awesome. That's awesome. So I'm excited for you. I mean, honestly, yeah, you can tell, hear, and see that you love what you do, and that this is what you're meant to do, right?
Yeah.
So, a lot of people tell me that, you know, how do I know if I should pursue music? And and then some people go, well, if you can live without it, you should.
Yeah.
And but you can meet those people and go, well, it's not even a choice.
Exactly.
This is just
who
you are.
You just have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
God, I love hanging out. So we're going to do this again, right?
Heck
so
yes.
Thanks for coming, though.
Yes. No, thank you for having me.
For sure.
Kidding? I'm excited for you, too. Everything that you're doing this podcast, shoot.
I know. It's so much fun. It's my next venture on this, hopefully, or idea. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have two ideas. You hear my extrovert.
Actually,
there's three.
Yeah.
I want to make a really cool, like, just video stream vibe of this.
Yeah.
So, audio and video, maybe.
Pick it up on Periscope or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then I came up with this idea with Drew. I don't know how many writers would like this.
What?
But I think it'd be awesome is to, like, be able to, I want to accommodate writer rounds. So like, you know,
wait, what?
Be accommodator. So for
Ooh.
Instance, like, you know, hey, I'm going to a write, you know, and you're meeting up with two or three writers and you know, you're sitting in a circle and y'all are literally creating. Now, I don't know how.
So as they're writing the song?
As it's happening, you know, like you watch golf and they're like, yeah, I think he's going to use a 8-iron here. I don't know. No, the wind's blowing. Jim, he's going to a 7-iron.
I'm right,
so
really
that's
intrigued
golf
right now. Okay.
Well, what I would do is so you wouldn't hear me. I'd be like behind this window right here, right? So you wouldn't know. But as y'all were writing, I could hear y'all. And and so let's just say, hey, guys, you know, I was really thinking about this. And like you say something and I go, and Abby has a great idea. No, it's totally shot down by the group.
Like that would, honestly, you should make that like a comedy.
It would be hilarious.
It'd
now,
be a comedy.
What I don't No, it was how the writers themselves would take my comedy.
Yeah.
It would be
well,
like,
they can't
really?
Hear you.
Well, no, but they would.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it'd be funny.
It would be hilarious.
I think it'd be funny. Or even if you, like, if you yourself, what would be funny is, like, make them write a song. Like, part of the show is, like, you come, since you're Mr. Hook guy, you'd be like, I have an idea. Can you put it in words for me?
Ooh, and maybe,
put it in music.
I don't know, maybe they shoot me down. I don't know. I have all these ideas, obviously, but I know no idea. Well, I'm not saying they're great ideas. They're just ideas.
Hey, ideas are ideas. It doesn't matter if they're good or not.
I have no idea how to write a song. I tried once, and I told a buddy of mine, he's a great writer, Weston Davis. I'm going to have him on, but he's got a bunch of cuts, and he's just lyrically probably one of the best writers I know. Yeah. And so he lived with me about 6 months, and I'm like, dude, I can't write a song, but I can tell stories. So
that's
let me
thing.
Sit here and tell a story, and you make it a song.
Mm.
I loved it. To this day, he wrote just what I... Maybe I'm obviously a little biased, but
yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't sing it. That's not going to happen.
I know, but you're like...
But I can tell you like my premise of it.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
Well, so my whole idea of just kind of like giving talks and connecting with people anyway was just... my hook was like See Right Through Me. That was what I wanted to call the title.
Okay.
But the whole kind of progression, I guess, of the song was like most of us don't want other people to see right through me.
Yeah.
But really, we want people to see right through us. So by the end of the song, it's like most of us, I feel like, live with this mask on of what we want people to think we are.
Yeah.
You and I may not because we're open books.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I don't get that.
I'm like, I can't really like it.
But I feel like a lot of people hide like that.
Totally.
They spend 95% of their energy hiding the 5% they don't want people to know.
Ooh.
You know? But then by
you like say the like wisest things randomly.
Like, I don't know about
you
that.
You should write a book, Donald.
Oh, well.
95, that was a good 90. Wait, people want to see 95%.
No, I feel like we spend 95% of our effort and energy hiding the 5% we don't want
so
anybody
eloquent.
To know.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful.
But we want people to, because in order to be fully loved, you have to be fully known. Otherwise, you always...
Oh, see, there you go again! Golly!
I'm walking.
Jeez.
Anytime you need ideas, guys, my number is... No, I'm just kidding.
Gosh, Donald.
Well,
I
let me, hey,
cool.
Thanks for coming in again. I do want to say on this episode, just because I want to be, interactive with the audience. It's actually hitscollectingdust@gmail.com.
Oh.
So I just want to tell everybody that's listening, if you have questions you want me to ask and stuff like that, that's feedback from me. And then after I say that, that's how you can communicate with me personally. And what about you? How do we find you?
You can hit me up on Snapchat, Instagram, at Abby Anderson Music. And then if you just go to my Instagram, all of my social handles, but I always answer. So message me. Yeah, dude. Like, I love it.
There's a challenge. There's a challenge.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's fun.
Let's do it again. Thanks.
Heck yeah. Donald, you're the man.
Hey, you're the girl.
Thank you.
All right. See you, girl. Bye.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.